We kick off the podcast with one of the great quarterbacks of his era. Joe Theismann is a Super Bowl champion. He's a former MVP, and he joins us on the official Raiders podcast. Joe, thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always good to catch up with you, JT. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. If I would have told you before the start of the season, the Raiders would be 3-0 on the road, 4-1 coming into a home game against Kansas City, did you see this happening?
You know, in a way, I sort of did. I think, first of all, you got to believe in the philosophy and culture that a coach is trying to build. And Jack Del Rio has always done a terrific job. Denver as a coordinator, or whether it was in Jacksonville as a coach. And then, of course, Derek Carr has proven his ability to be able to play. And then you add the pieces around it in the passing game, and you can't help but get excited. I mean, it's the Raider Nation is all excited. To say I thought they'd be 4-1, I thought they'd be a pretty good football team.
Great. Joe, talk about Carr and his ability to make plays outside the pocket. He's got Crabtree and Amari Cooper, and it just seems like when the pocket's clean, he throws a great deep ball, but when he gets outside the pocket, he can really make plays with his legs.
I think this is the one thing you saw when he came out of college is his ability to make plays, not only just make plays outside the pocket, but have really uncanny accuracy when he's on the move. He's got excellent vision. He sees a lot of things. And then again, when he gets the time to sit in the pocket, you know, he'll knock the fly off an elephant's butt. He's that accurate. So as you study him and watch him, I just think his confidence continues to grow. And it always does. When you have people around you making plays as a quarterback, you don't have to strive to be perfect. You just have to be able to play the position with confidence, and that's what he's doing right now.
Joe Theismann joins us. Joe, you played behind some of the greatest offensive linemen in the history of this game. Talk about how important it was for you to take the next step in your great career and the confidence you had and the communication with your O-line.
The offensive and defensive line, because the pressure comes from the defensive line, and the offensive line gives you an opportunity to do so many things. I mean, take a look at the Dallas Cowboys and what Dak Prescott's doing down in Dallas, just as an example. One of the best offensive lines in football. He's been upright, doesn't get hit a lot, has a chance to make plays. I think when you look at where Derek is with the silver and black, it's a similar situation where he has the ability to be able to look around. And the other thing is that it isn't just the guys as individuals, but it's the total package when they work together. And I really feel like what you see in Oakland is guys creating opportunities for him to be able to make a play. And then what he'll do is if one or two get pushed back a little bit, the others hold up enough so that there isn't a problem and he has a place to escape and get to.
Joe, how good does Khalil Mack look to you? Because he's getting blocked this year, and that's what happens when you become a Pro Bowler at two different positions. You get chipped at the line of scrimmage, running backs stay in and chip you, and fullbacks and tight ends. He's been bogged down a little bit statistically, but what a great athlete he is.
Oh, he's a fabulous athlete. And basically what we saw a year ago was his ability to be able to influence and change games. And so from a player standpoint, this is where when you get somebody that has his ability, that you have to count on the other guys because you know he's going to get double teamed. You know he's going to get chipped. And so it's up to the other guys to step up and make plays. And that's exactly what you're seeing out of the Raider defense. They understand that he's going to get double teamed. And if he doesn't, they're going to pay the price. But if he does, then they have an opportunity to be able to have someone else make a play.
Joe Theismann joins us. Joe, with the buildup in your win in Super Bowl 17, then the Raiders in Super Bowl 18, where was Al Davis on your map back in the day, going through him, competing against him, even though they're in a different conference? What was your first interaction with Al Davis and the Raiders back in the day?
It's as a player, not much. But when I got into broadcasting, I had the opportunity to be around Mr. Davis, and to me, it was always just fascinating to talk football with him. He is and was the ultimate football man. Everything you wanted to know about yourself, about the game, about anything that you possibly needed to know, Al knew it. He used to study film of me when I was in high school. And you know, he would pay the ultimate compliment and say, you know, Joe, it's, you know, if you were a Raider, would have loved to have had you. Matter of fact, I wanted to be a Raider, JT. At the end of my career, it seemed like the place where everybody once your career was looked like it might be over in this league, it's the opportunity to move someplace else. And the Raiders were always there with open arms for guys with experience. It was almost a throwback to a George Allen philosophy where you give me older guys that are experienced, that don't make mistakes, and I'll win more football games than I'll lose. You know, the games today in football aren't necessarily won all the time. It's just a question of not doing things that cost you football games.
Joe Theismann joins us. Joe, I want to talk about quickly your great broadcasting career as an analyst in the booth and outside the booth. A lot of talk this last couple of weeks about ratings going down because of the debates with Clinton and Trump and more channels. And you know broadcasting and broadcasting executives. Are we making too much out of that? Are we losing a little bit of the entertainment level in some of the broadcasts because of Thursday, Sunday, Monday, and all the games we get Sunday during the day?
Well, you know, you do get a degree of saturation. And don't forget, JT, it's not just professional football. You have college games starting now on Wednesday nights, I think. And you know, there's the Canadian Football League on Friday nights. There are a lot of choices for people. And so when people have a lot of choices, the ratings will be affected. The thing is, I think the debates, I think the presidential debate certainly has had an influence on what the ratings are. But once November rolls around, and once, you know, within 9 days, the next debate will be over. And then we'll be on to deciding the president of the United States. And I think things will start to get quite a bit more back to normal from a football viewing standpoint. I mean, you know, people have talked about the Colin Kaepernick situation and the guys kneeling down and people being turned off to the game of football. I think we're going through social changes right now where you can't have a knee-jerk reaction. You sort of have to let the landscape settle down a little bit. Let's take a look at what everybody's doing. And then we'll make a decision accordingly. But right now, to be able to say, okay, this is what's going on, let's change this, let's change that, I think would be a big mistake.
We'll wrap it up with Joe Theismann. Joe, finally, if you can handicap the AFC for us, because Raiders have Kansas City. Kansas City's 2-2 this Sunday, the Silver and Black are 4-1. But Denver's 4-1, but they are real inexperienced at the quarterback position, if it's Simeon healthy or Paxton Lynch. Is it still New England at 4-1 and Pittsburgh at 4-1? That's the cream of the crop to you in the AFC?
Yes, it's still New England. There's no question in my mind that the New England Patriots are the team to beat. I mean, they, you know, with two different quarterbacks, they went 3-1. And really, Brisket, the reason why he didn't play well in the fourth game was because he was hurt, you know, and made a couple of mistakes. New England's going to dominate because of their defense. Bill Belichick has proven time and time again how great a football coach he is, the best in football. And then you add Tom Brady to the mix, and now you get a Gronk back healthy and LeGarrette Blount. I mean, you just named star after star on that football team. And, all, you know, interestingly enough, all, you know, the last four games, basically, three of them were at home. And so playing at home makes a world of difference. But I think that if you're going to win the AFC, you're going to have to go through New England.
That's it. Joe, fantastic. Great to catch up with you again. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, JT. Take care.